too, if you guys run into any hiccups along the way, I think the biggest thing is don't let it sit there and be frustrating to you guys. And you know, I know you guys are so busy and there's so many things going on. It's really easy to be like, oh, I'll deal with that later. But I think when that comes up, ask. You know, don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. Also important to note, even if it seems like a silly question to you, where you're like, oh, I should know how to do this, you certainly will not be the first person to ask the question, and you certainly won't be the last. So, you know, I think it's so much better in taking one of those things off your plate and actually asking the question, and then you're going to be a pro. You know, you'll get your answer, and you'll be able to do it from there on out. But I think a big question is, who do you ask?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do I get that help? And the best part is you have a few options. So, you know, one, I think you can certainly reach out to that specialist that, you know, gave you the gift of Loop. You can reach out to them and ask them for help. This is a system they're using day in, day out, every single day. So they're going to be able to answer most of your questions. And I think if they don't know the answer, they can certainly, you know, they have similar resources to you guys. So together we can, together we're stronger. You know, and they certainly might not be the expert on your practice management system or things like that, but there's some pretty smart cookies over there. And then of course, you know, it's, I know it's always a, oh, they're busy, I don't know if I want to bother them, or I feel really stupid for having to ask this anyway, so I really don't want them to know I'm asking the question. I think about one of the offices that would call me after we gave them Loop. She called me every day for 2 weeks, and I was actually out of town, I think, for the first few days, so she was calling and she was getting Megan, and she, you know, when I was back from vacation, I answered the phone. She goes, oh, thank God, Hannah, you're back. I had been calling and asking Megan, and I think she thinks I'm dumb. And just, you know, having to be like, no, you're not dumb. We're happy to answer your questions, things like that. So, you know, if you, for some reason, don't want to reach out to your specialist, no worries, no big deal. You can certainly reach out to tech support, and we have that number on the slide here for you. But also, it's always on your Loop account. So if you can't get, you know, if you can't figure out how to do something, you have that nice big box with that number for you. When you call that number, it is going to take you to Strawman Tech Support. So don't be alarmed. You're in the right place, and they know what the heck they're doing and will be able to help you. And I think last but certainly not least, if you guys have a question, and maybe you want to send us a screenshot of an error you're receiving, or you're more of a texty email type person, you could also email us. So you can always reach out to loop@strawman.com. And we will get in touch with you and answer any questions that you might have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those all sound, you know, I mean, I get the why I should reach out to my specialist office first. I mean, they were the ones that gave me the gift, right, of Loop.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that I expect them to be able to answer every question I might have. But I think, too, that there might even be one other option, which is, listen, I ought to hopefully know my Strawman territory manager.
For sure.
You know, if in fact I do, could they be in fact a great conduit or
Definitely.
A great resource?
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty smart people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've met some pretty smart territory managers.
Correct.
You know, and even if they don't know the specific answer, they know who to get you to.
Yeah, I think the territory managers really embody the how to be a resource, right?
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
Back, you know, more than beyond a product rep.
Yeah.
This is the commitment I see in so many of our men and women and these top professionals that we have as our teammates. And they want to be the resource. They want to find a solution. And
I think they like getting called. Like, I think it makes them like, you know, like, especially about things they're like, well, maybe I don't know, but I'll find out. Or, you know, it's very empowering to be able to be the one to lead someone to the right answer, even if you can't get it to them.
Thank you for listening. This podcast code word is support.